And welcome to all of you again. It's great to have you here tonight, and it's great to have our friends looking in on the internet. And that was just a wee test to see if you were listening, and we're glad that there are some people looking in on the internet, and we hope you enjoy the service. We want to chill out, relax, and have a great time tonight. That's what tonight's all about. The thing is this, that it's as we come into the glory and the majesty and the greatness of God, we discover how shabby we are. Last week, I was at a really posh do in Lima. And the waiters even had white gloves when they were serving us our food, you know. And I always felt distinctively shabby compared to the people who were dressed there, who were all designerly dressed. And I felt shabby in their presence. But when we come into the King of Kings' presence, we feel shabby and we come to confess our sins.
So as we come into his presence, we begin to change our perspective on things, and we begin to see ourselves, and we begin to declutter ourselves from the self-obsessive lives that we lead. And it's then that we can relax in God's presence, in his overwhelming goodness, and we can rest in the purpose that he has for us, the eternal purpose and the purpose he has for us now. We've been created to enjoy God and to glorify him. And as we do that, we want to serve God. And that leads us to serving other people. And so as we draw near to God tonight, as you come and as we all draw near, we're going to be moving into this God space during the service. As we draw near to God, God will draw near to us.
That King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord, high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphim, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. And they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. "Woe to me," I cried, "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips. And I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." One of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he'd taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for."
It was when Isaiah came into God's presence and felt the glory of God that he also encountered the forgiveness of the Almighty. And you tonight come with your guilt, with your fears, with the things that are holding you back. And tonight you're going to be invited, and you're invited to confess your sins and to hear that forgiveness and to see that your sins have been taken away because of what Christ has done on the cross for you.
Isaiah said, "I heard the Lord saying, 'Who shall I send? Who will go for us?' And Isaiah said, 'Here I am. Here I am. Send me.'" We're going to sing a few songs of worship now. And Steph's going to play for us. I think we started with Majesty. Worship His Majesty. So shall we stand and worship?
Stand and come out to the front. Please come and all join. We just need to come forward a wee bit and join in this middle space here.
worship His majesty. Unto Jesus be glory, honor, and praise. Majesty, kingdom, authority flows from His throne unto His own. His anthem raised, so exalt, so exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King. Majesty, worship His majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings.
Majesty.
Majesty, worship His majesty. Unto Jesus be glory, honor, and praise. Majesty, kingdom, authority flows from His throne unto His own. His anthem raised,
so exalt,
so exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King. Worship His majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings.
King of kings.
King of kings. God of heaven, living in me, gentle Savior, closest friend, strong deliverer, beginning and end. All within me falls at Your throne, Your majesty. I can but bow, I lay my all before You now. In royal robes I don't deserve, I live to serve Your majesty. Earth and heaven worship You, love eternal, faithful and true. You brought the nations, ransomed souls, brought the sinner near to Your throne. All within me cries out in praise. Majesty, I can but bow, I lay my all before You now. In royal robe I don't deserve, I live to serve Your majesty. Your majesty, I can't.
Handel first played the Messiah. King George, when he heard it, stood because he realized he was standing in the presence of the King of Kings. And ever since then, there has been a tradition. When this piece of music is played, people stand. So let's stand in the King of Kings' presence and let music from a bygone age, still with great power, touch our souls tonight to lift us into God's presence. The next song takes us to think of the greatness of God. How great is our God?
your voice is the name above all names.
Here to worship, to clap, to worship. Tonight there's going to be an opportunity for us just to relax in God's presence. To absolutely, when we go through here, we're in God's presence. And we can just lie on the floor, you can lie on your back, you can lie on your belly, you can cross your legs, you can do what you want, you can sit upright, you can bring a chair in, whatever you want to do, just to be in God's presence. But we need to move from there, from here to there. And it's not enough for us just to know how great God is. We need to understand also that God has a profound care for the broken people in the world, for the people who have nothing. And He calls us as His people to identify with the brokenness of the world and to pray for the needs of the world. A few years ago, I remember when this song that we're going to hear, when Eliza Bonner wrote it, I remember taking it to India, and I remember singing it in a group of about maybe 300 or 400 in a congregation. And one man stood up afterwards, and the pastor stood up afterwards, and he said, "Pastor Bogle, this song means so much to us." He'd never heard it before. He said, "Because we are the broken people. We have lost everything in the tsunami." He said, "There are widows here who have lost their husbands, who are brokenhearted, who have nothing. Some of them are Muslims and they've been put out and nobody cared for them, but they've come here and they're welcomed and they've found peace and they're finding grace and they're finding a place to be." And that's how great our God is, the God who made all this, and yet He's interested in the broken people. He's interested in you and me, and He asks us to think of those people too. So tonight, as we come to worship, as we come to lift our songs and praise, we also come to be aware of the broken world. And we cannot just sit back and say nothing. We need to identify with people who are homeless, people who are broken, people who are longing for more. And this is our prayer as we listen to this song tonight. Let us enter into worship as we are, in the greatness of God, in that wonderful Hallelujah chorus. But also to just enter into now our prayers of intercession. Let us cry out to God as Erica leads us in this song on the video, "Lord of the Brokenhearted."
Lord of the brokenhearted, Lord over all, we are here waiting to hear Your call. Though we are brokenhearted, though we may fall, we must be willing, ready and listening, trusting You, Lord, over all. For only You store in us all. Only You can revive us again. It's only You that
So come tonight if you're weary, if you're worn. Would you like a massage tonight? Would you like God to come and lay his hands on you tonight and just work out all those knots in your back and all those worries and all those things? This next video seeks to take us to that place. It's a prayer of meditation around the idea of God's spa, coming into God's presence to get the poison taken away, to get all that is holding us back and to relax into God's presence.
Prayer to say now, which is a response to that, to as we prepare to go into God's space, the words will appear on the screen. If we can say it together. Lord, grant us the courage to face up to our shortcomings. Give us the strength to change and make amends. Cleanse the thoughts and attitudes of our hearts and minds.
Allow us to draw close to your presence, to feel. Thank you.
Amen. Can I invite you now to move forward into God's space? Albert is going to stand by the water as we go in. And in Psalm 24, it asks the question, who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? And it's those with clean hands, those who have not lifted up their soul unto vanity. And as we walk in through the space, Albert is going to touch your lips and your hands symbolically as part of the cleansing as we go into God's space. So can I invite you all now to walk through?
When you come through, just find a space and just sit back and relax. Just sit there and let God speak to you and let His word begin to take root in your heart this evening. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no ill, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Hey there, all who are thirsty, come to the water. Are you penniless? Come anyway, buy and eat. Come buy your drinks, buy wine and milk, buy without money. Everything's free. Why do you spend your money on junk food? Your hard-earned cash on cotton candy? Listen to me. Listen well. Eat only the best. Fill yourself with only the finest. Pay attention. Come close now. Listen carefully to my life-giving, life-nourishing words. I'm making a lasting covenant commitment with you. The same that I made with David, sure, solid, enduring love. I set him up as a witness to the nations, made him a prince and leader of the nations. And now, I'm doing it with you. You'll summon nations you've never heard of, and nations who'd never heard of you will come running to you because of me, your God. Because the Holy One of Israel has honored you. Seek God while he's here to be found. Pray to him while he's close at hand. Let the wicked abandon their way of life and the evil their way of thinking. Let them come back to God, who is merciful. Come back to our God, who is lavish with forgiveness. I don't think the way you think, the way you work isn't the way I work, God decrees. For as the sky soars high above earth, so the way I work surpasses the way you work. The way I think is beyond the way you think. Just as rain and snow descend from the skies and don't go back until they've watered the earth, doing their work of making things grow and blossom, producing seed for farmers, food for the hungry, so will the words that come out of my mouth not come back empty-handed. They'll do the work I sent them to do. They'll complete the assignment I gave them. So, you'll go out with joy. You'll be led into a whole and complete life. The mountains and hills will lead the parade, bursting with song. And all the trees of the forest will join the procession, exuberant with applause. No more thistles, but giant sequoias. No more thorn bushes, but stately pines. Monuments to me, to God, living and lasting evidence of God.
Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified, and those he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who is raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
On the last and most important day of the festival, Jesus stood up and said in a loud voice, "Whoever is thirsty should come to me and drink. As the scripture says, whoever believes in me, streams of life-giving water will pour out from his heart." Jesus said this about the Spirit, which those who believed in him were going to receive. At that time, the Spirit had not yet been given because Jesus had not been raised to glory.
Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice. And the God of peace will be with you. Amen.
Take a moment to relax a wee bit more in God's presence, but then come to life again, because we're not called to stay in this place. Remember, the disciples were on a mountaintop and they saw Jesus, and they saw the whole amazing picture of Abraham, and they saw Elijah, and they saw Jesus, but then in this amazing transfiguration. And then they were sent back down the mountain. Because as Christian people, we are called to go back into the world, to be there, to share, and to live our faith. And as we do so, can I ask you to come forward as you get up, and just to take some of the living water and use this as you go back into the world to refresh yourself. Spirit of God, come dwell within me. We're going to sing together a song from Scottish tradition, and it's called Come Fill Me with Living Water. I will lead you as it, and Steph's going to play, and if you know the words, just sing along as we sing and invite the Holy Spirit to fill us with living water.
God, come dwell within me, O
open my heart, for come set me free. Fill me with love for Jesus my Lord. Come fill me with within our tradition, within the Christian church, we sometimes break bread and we take wine to remind ourselves of this amazing thing that Jesus did. If you can cast your mind back to that point where we were singing and we were hearing that amazing Hallelujah chorus. But before all that comes a wonderful passage in the Messiah which says, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain." And there's a passage which picks up this amazing picture in Revelation where it says, though the whole of heaven stands back in awe and wonder, because it's as though the scroll of life is taken of history and there is no one able to open the scroll and to make history work and make sense of history. And then in this picturesque way, in this visionary picturesque picture, in the book of Revelation, John has this vision and he sees the Lamb coming forward, the Lamb on the throne. And the Lamb comes and takes the scroll and opens it because he is worthy. Christ the Redeemer, Christ the one who has redeemed your life and given your life purpose and meaning tonight. Christ, the one who comes now to feed you and strengthen you and to fill you with living water and to remind you that your life has a purpose and a meaning. Go from here today, tonight, refreshed in his presence, in all that he gives you, in this water of life tonight. And go in peace, knowing that his presence surrounds you tonight. Steph is going to lead us now in two more songs. One, "The Lord's My Shepherd," and then finally, "Blessed Be Your Name." Let's stand and sing.
Thank you. Blessed be
And blessed be your name on the world marked with suffering, those pain in the offering. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I turn back to praise. And when the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name.
You give us.
You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, oh, blessed be your name. You give and take away. Give and take away. My heart will choose to say, oh, blessed be your name.
Every blessing.
Every blessing you pour right out, turn back to praise. And when the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name.
I wonder if we could just make a circle around like we've done, can include you as well, Steve. Just come and we'll make a circle. And I want to just say a huge thank you to Steph for coming through tonight and with his wife and baby to be part of our service tonight. Bless you for coming and sharing with us. I wondered if maybe in the group there is something that you want to say. There might be someone who wants to just say something that's been of very good value to them tonight about the service, or something that you want to say that will bless someone else. Something that is maybe, this is your opportunity to just say thank you in some way. It might be that you've got nothing to say and that's fine. But it might be that you want to say something. Now's a chance to say it.
I just want to say hello. I feel
blessed. It's been a long 2 weeks. I've been away with it, visiting Christian unions around the country. And it was very unexpected this afternoon. But my partner came here and just relaxing in the Lord's presence, and be still in the Lord there. I just really found my rest in His hands, you know, a great sense of peace when the Lord's here. You know, then you need to worry about the hustle and bustle in the real world, you know, God's got everything under control. So I'm just really privileged and blessed to be in this platform.
Very dark, and I couldn't see who the person was, and then I was lying.
He was at the side of this transfusion putting all this fresh blood on him. I was like, you must be putting this in for McGonagall and Dale. Thank you, Lord.
Has anyone else had any blood transfusions that we don't know about?
So my son was going
These pictures are great, aren't they, to just encourage us. I felt when I was listening to the Messiah, Handel's Messiah, you know, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. At one point, I just thought my heart was going to burst because it's just, the music's just so wonderful, isn't it? And a huge thank you to the team that put all this service together tonight for us. All of you at the back, and for all your hard work, thank you so much for making it a blessing for all of us. This is probably the best kept secret, this service. You know, and I think people like it so small they don't tell anyone else about it. It was like when I first, I'll tell you this and I'll let you go, when I first heard of, a friend of mine heard of Eugene Peterson, who writes all the Message and all the books. Eugene Peterson wrote loads and loads of books for years, and I knew about it, but I never told anyone because they were so good. I didn't want other people to get, because I thought as a preacher I'm getting lots out of this. You know, if I tell everybody they'll all get it. But then one day I went into the bookshop and I saw Eugene Peterson's books up and I thought, oh, my secret's out. Can we say the grace together? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Next month, I know it should be the first Sunday in the month, but we're struggling to catch up because we're a week behind the new year. So we're making it the second Sunday in the month, but it's sanctuary first, because the idea is the first place you should go in the morning is to the sanctuary, to the place of prayer, sanctuary first. But it's going to be next time again, the second Sunday in March, and the theme is heavenly partying and feasting. And it's going to, so you can imagine what that might be, what that might entail. So if it's something you can get into and you might want to contribute in some way to the food, let us know. Get back to us and say, hey, can I help with the food? We'll let you know what to bring. But that's the theme next month, heavenly feasting. Thank you. I think there's tea and coffee in the church lounge for those that want it. Thank you.